Hey, my friend, today's title is A Fresh Start. It's important to learn how to press the reset button of your life. I'm so grateful for new beginnings. My grandkids really enjoy beating me at any video game that I'm willing to play. They're so good at video games, and I'm so bad at them. But I discovered a secret. In my worst moments, right before they win, I press the reset button. At first, I could pretend that I pressed it accidentally, but after one or two efforts, they realized the truth. Papa G found his only solution to be utterly disgraced. I love the reset button. Wouldn't it be great to have a reset button in real life? Can you imagine being able to press it after an accident or a big mistake? To tell you the truth, we do have this ability. It's called grace and mercy. Paul the Apostle seemed to fully grasp this when he said, "For it's by grace you've been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God." I've leaned on this truth for many years, but I've met so many people who seem to have lost their reset buttons. They're full of shame, regret, and bitterness. They seem to be crippled by their past failures and the hurts that were caused by others. Have you ever felt stuck in the past and weighed down by guilt or anger? I'm praying that you'll try a few steps that will help you be able to press the reset button of your life. Number one, let go and let God. Letting go of all your past will free you up, will free your hands to grab onto God. Number two, forgive yourself and others for all the sins and mistakes. Number three, get a clear vision for your future. Believe that God has something better for you. Look straight ahead. You can't move forward looking in the rearview mirror. You are a miracle. And I'm Paul Marc Goulet.